The last Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, in Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us Hashkoshev L'Shloach Yavi Pekodim. If somebody has intention to do a shlich, to do shlichus yad, to misappropriate a pekodim that was left with him, the shomer, for safekeeping, Beshama Omrim Chayiv. At that moment, he becomes Chayiv for anything that could happen to that Pekodim, because he is no longer a Shomer the moment he decided to be Shaleich Yad. Kol Shmir Osoi. His job of being a Shomer is terminated. Beshil Omrim, Beshil disagree, and they hold Ein Chayiv at Shishlich Bayad. There's no Chayiv until he actually does shlichus yad. Shenemar, as the pasuk teaches us, im lo sholach yodoy b'melechus reyu. You're not considered a shlich yad unless you actually did shlichus yad. Before we go into the subject of our current shir, the achronim ask, how does Beis Shammai indeed respond to what Beis Hill says? The Beis Hill quotes a pasuk, "Im lo sholach yodoy b'melechus reyu," which clearly indicates there has to be an action of shlichus yad. So the Meshech Chochma says that even according to Beis Shammai, that he holds hachoshev, that just the machshava for shlichus yad makes you chayiv, even Beis Shammai agrees that there has to ultimately be an actual shlichus yad. That means, says the Meshech Chochma, even if according to Beis Shammai, he only had a machshava of shlichus yad, but he didn't actually carry it out, he won't be considered a shleich yad. Only in a situation where he had a machshava to be shleich yad, and not only did he have such a machshava, but he actually carried out that machshava, so then retroactively, he will have been considered a shaleach yad from when he had that machshava. And we find such a similar concept. We know the Gemara says, machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar fu l'maisa. A machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons as if he did the maisa mitzvah. Machshava raw, but if somebody has a machshava raw, ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar fu l'maisa. However, if somebody had a machshava raw, and unfortunately, not only did he have that machshava raw, but he actually, Rachman Lutzlan, carried out that machshava raw, then retroactively, it's the machshava raw is also reckoned. But it's reckoned only after he did the maisa. So Tosfos over here, and not only Tosfos, but so is the opinion of most Rishonim, that when the Mishnah says Hachoshev L'Shloich Yabi B'Kodin, it doesn't mean that he just had that machshava. He has to actually articulate that machshava, and that's when he's chayiv for the machshava raw. And the raya is from the pasuk. The pasuk says that Beis Shammai bases opinion al kol dvar pesha. So it says dvar, dibur. So even according to Beis Shammai, who, as we just explained, holds that for machshava alone, yechayiv, there has to be at least a dibur attached to that maisa. The machloikus rishonim is now that we're saying that even according to Beis Shammai, there has to be a dibur, does it have to be bifnei edim or not? The Ritva says it doesn't have to be in front of Edom. Yet a dibur is required, but Edom are not required. The Rashi here says, Sh'omar b'fnei Edom. So it seems that Rashi says, Rashi's opinion is that you're going to have it in front of Edom. But there are achroinim that want to suggest that even according to Rashi, this that it has to be in front of Edom is not because you need to have Edom. Because if you won't have Edom, you'll never know what his machshava was. It's the Edom that could tell us that he made such a statement. There's a very interesting vort here from the Ragachover in explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai. He says, one question that he asks is very much connected to what we learn extensively in the next Perek, in Perek HaZov, that the halacha is that any transaction requires a kinyan. Mashicha, Hagbah. Because only once there is a kinyan can we know for certain that this is exact, that there's a seriousness attached to what's happening here. So ask the Ragachover, how can we say, how can Beis Shammai say that just with a machshava alone, even if we'll say that the machshava is not just a machshava, but as we just learned, it's a dibur, but how can we say that that alone is adequate, that it should be considered that it was shaleach yad? Furthermore, he quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is Masech de Shavuos, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. In discussing this machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that even Beis Shammai says the Yerushalmi, that says that a machshava alone is enough to make it, and that a machshava alone is enough to make you a shaleach yad, that's only if you had that machshava when the pikadon of which you are a shomer is in your home. But if the pikadon is in the reshus rabbim, there everybody will agree you have to have a maisa. So ask the Ragachover in trying to understand that Yerushalmi, why would Beis Shammai differentiate if the Bikadon is in your home or the Bikadon is in the Rosh Hashanah? So he says a beautiful vort. He says, every time a Shomer is watching the Bikadon that was left with him and he's watching it in his home, so what happens is that the place in your home where that Bikadon is becomes not your home, it becomes the place of the mafkid. It becomes the area that is owned by the person who is the owner of that chayfetz which you are watching. Now, the halacha is, and we mentioned this briefly earlier in our shir, when a shomer is shaleach yad, what he's really doing is kolso shmirasoi. He's terminating his shmira. By being shleich yad, he's no longer in the position of being the shomer of this item. And the reason is very understandable, because the owners of this item entrusted the shomer, and the shomer, by misappropriating the item, by being shleich yad in the item, loses his namonis, loses his trustworthiness to the owner, and therefore he's no longer the shaycher. As the Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Daf Yudal Ramar Aleph, teaches us that if the shomer is identified as a kafron, anan sadi the nichle lebal of shiyotzim b'tachas yaday, we're certain that the owners no longer want this individual to be the shomer here. So very geschmack. Says the Ragachover, when this shomer announces, as Tosfos is teaching us, and according to Rashi that we just quoted, not only is he announcing it, but he's announcing it in front of Edom. that he has an intention to be shaleich yad in the bekadim, what kicks in at that moment is this anan sadi. What kicks in that moment is that the owner no longer wants this individual who acted this way to be his shomer. Kos lo shmirasoi. So what happens? The place in his home, which we said a moment ago, was considered the place of the owner of the chayfetz, now no longer will be the place of the owner of the chayfetz. Because once it's kolso shmerasoi, it's no longer the place of the owner of the chayfetz, and now becomes part of the home of the shomer. And that is the Mashiach. The Mashiach is that this spot in the home, which was till now the place owned by the owner of the chayfetz, becomes the place that's owned by the shomer, by this part of his home coming back to him. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil B'Srina, that the Ragachava quotes, that says, Schiris Mokoyim Kei Mishricha. So the owner of the place, taking back the ownership of this spot in his home, is like an act of Mishricha. So now everything is very Gishmak. Of course, you can't be Shaleich Yad, even according to Beis Shammai, without a Maisa Kinyan, without a Mashiach. But as the Yerushalmi teaches us, it's only Shaiach, even according to Beis Shammai, if you do it in your home. Because in the Rishus HaRabim, if you had the Smachshava, and even announced the Smachshava, that wouldn't make it a Mashiach. Only when it's in the, if the item is in the house, in the Rishus HaRabim. Only when the item is in your house and you're making this announcement, which ends the shmira, which calls for shmirasai, then the halacha will be that's what's considered a maisa mashicha, and that's what Yerushalmi learns. And now we're going to have to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi this way. The Yerushalmi is not discussing where the announcement was made. Of course, even according to the Yerushalmi, if the announcement was made Rishus HaRabim, but the chayfetz is in your home, then the halacha would be that you still, according to Beis Shammai, would be considered a shaleich yad. Only in a situation where the chayfetz is in the Rishus HaRabim. So there's no act of mashicha. So even Beis Shammai will agree that we won't, that this person who makes this announcement, and even if made the announcement in front of Eden, but if the chayfetz wasn't in the rishus of the shomer, Beis Shammai will agree that he is not considered a shaleich yad.